Coming to Fort Worth. Have you ever been to Fort Worth?
I've been in spitting distance. I've been to Dallas once, but it was really a lightning fast trip. And of course, if you're in Dallas, what do they show you? En route to where I had to go, they took me through Dealey Plaza. So that's the only thing I've seen is where we had a major assassination. That's my introduction to Dallas. Other than that, I'm a Fort Worth virgin.
And have you ever performed here?
I have not. I have not. The only, in fact, I think I'm gonna check my memory at the door. I think the only Texas city where I've ever actually performed is Houston. So this will
Okay.
be a brand new corner of the big state.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next question. When you were in Houston, were we anything like those sons of bitches from Houston?
Such a loaded question. How do I get around that? I have family in Houston, damn it.
I'm sure you remember that line from your show, but that was hilarious when you met up at those Houston loudmouths.
Of course, yeah. And you know the crazy thing is, I mean, you're lucky. I do actually remember that one, but you know, it's so funny. Seinfeld is one of those shows where I guess it has become such a pop culture icon that people who don't even watch the show know a lot of phrases or terms or references, and I have forgotten most of them. So people come up to me and say things that they are sure I'm going to relate to, and I just look at them like they have two heads because I have no idea what they're talking about.
Are you on? I know on Seinfeld you were a sports fan, and you were at one time an employee of the Yankees.
Correct.
What do you think of the Rangers? I got to ask that question.
Oh, you are talking to the biggest moron when it comes to sports. The joke of the George relationship with sports was that that was truly acting because I know nothing, follow nothing. I had a little bit of a sports connection when I was a kid because my uncle used to direct for television the Met, Knick, and Ranger games. And he had three sons, my closest cousins, and so we kind of all bonded around sports. But by the time I went to college, I was so burned out with sports and all the talk about sports and the con, you know, because he had a sport for every season, that I stopped following everything. So I couldn't tell you. If half the Rangers came up and smacked me over the head, I wouldn't know who the hell they were.
But you got to know about the Cowboys.
I know of the Cowboys. I couldn't name you one cowboy other than, you know, Roy Rogers. I can't name a cowboy. I have nothing.
Fair enough. Your show Saturday.
Yep.
Can you explain the format? What can people expect out of it?
It's so funny. I guess you know, I think most people know what they might be in for when they go to see a Symphony Pops concert, but I guess because it's me, they go, "What?" The show is really taking me back to what I was doing before people discovered me on Seinfeld. I was a Broadway. I did a lot of Broadway. I was primarily doing musicals, so I was a bit of a song and dance man. And this is a return to those roots. The show is a great concert. It's almost all theater music, some of which the audience probably knows, some of which they may not know. It's very varied. It's got a wide range of styles and tunes, and because it's me, I like to play with the format a little bit. So there's quite a bit of comedy. And there's some interactivity. I actually bring some people up on stage with me to do a number, and it usually is pretty funny. So it's a fun, loose, somewhat surprising, very musical night. And we've been doing this show for about 2.5 years around the country, and it's been just so much fun to do, but the audiences have just been so responsive to it, and it's very gratifying.
Do you bring some sort of regional references into your show? You know, the
Yeah, I can't, you know, for the most part, I can't because, you know, when I do my stand-up comedy show, I do exactly that. You know, I try and get a little bit of information on anywhere I am and some local color and blend it into the show. There's not a ton of leeway for me with these shows because I've got dozens and dozens of musicians behind me on the clock, and all of a sudden the union rules kick in. So my show is a pretty full show, especially because I bring people up on stage with me to do a number, and that can take almost any amount of time because I never know how much audience management I have to do for that number. So the show is, I think everybody everywhere enjoys it, but it doesn't do much by way of local reference, no.
You said in some interviews that, you know, the Seinfeld thing carries some weight for when you and Larry David got into that one show. What kind of George can we expect Saturday? Will it be a stage George, singing George, body George?
There will be no George, Tommy. George got left at the door back in 1998 when we finished the show, and he's out there for people to see. All you got to do is, you know, put on, what is it now, Hulu, I guess, is carrying it. But I don't do George anymore. Sorry.
Okay. Not even.
Happy to talk about him, but just don't do him anymore.
No more sitcom George. No more poker George.
He's out there. You can have all of them you want, but he lives in history at this point.
With all this song and dance, do you think this? Have you had any kind of aspirations for maybe doing award shows? Than being award show George.
Boy, you love the George. I've done tons of them. If you go back and look on YouTube, you'll see me doing musical numbers on award shows back when I was doing Seinfeld, and I've hosted more of them than I could care to name. So they're fine. They're fun. They're a lot of pressure. They're very little reward. It feels like every generation has their award show guy. Right now, I think the best of them is probably Neil Patrick Harris.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny. Jerry Seinfeld, when you're, I think, hosted the Emmys. I'm pretty sure it was the Emmys. And I asked him how he liked the experience, and he said, you know, there's no upside, because if you don't do well, everybody hates you the next day. And if you do extremely well, the only thing you get is they ask you to do it again.
That's
true. So there's, it's a really fun experience. I'm really happy I got to do the award shows, but they're not something that you go, oh boy, I hope they call again.
One last thing here. From what you know of Fort Worth, I mean, I think you probably looked into it a little bit. What would the Seinfeld gang think of it?
It's probably another place we'd wind up in prison.